Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Yud Gimel, and today we're going to talk about the Braisa that comes up here, and a certain reading of the Braisa relating to the fact of having a hot mikvah. Having a hot mikvah. Is there anything wrong with having a hot mikvah? So we would think, what's wrong with it? That's great. And that's what we'll see, halacha l'maisa, we paskin, that is something that that should be done. But it wasn't as clear in the original discussion, as we will see. So we know there's a mitzvah. Well, let's read the Braisa first on the daf. The Braisa tells us, Kol chayv tefilos tovlin kedarkan. Anyone who's chayv for tevila should be tovel kedarkan, bein b'tishaba, bein b'yom kippurim. Whether it's on tishaba and yom kippur, whoever is chayv to go to the mikvah that day goes, we don't do this b'zman hazeh. Those are the only 2 days of the year that the mikvahs are closed, yom kippur and tishabav. But in the days of old, there was a halachas of tumah v'tahara, so tila b'zman mitzvah. You went even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So, but the Gemara goes into what are we talking about? Where are they going to the mikvah? Ilay mebachamin? Is it hot water? Tila b'chamin mi'ika shuvin ninu? Right? Is it hot water? So, what do you mean a hot water like a bathtub? That's what we're talking about going into on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That's shuvin. That's drawn water, as we'll mention in a second. So, Allah b'sodin, it must be talking about cold water. And that's what you see. Chayv and tefilas in a shachrini lo. Only people who are chayv and tefila are allowed to go in it, but not other people. Right? The Gemara is trying to figure out whether an avel is allowed to wash his hands, wash in cold, wash not. So that's the context of the Gemara. The Gemara says no. Maybe he's talking about chamit tveria. Okay, we'll get back to that brisa of Hashem in a couple of minutes. But this brisa is used. This Gemara is used in a certain way, as we will see by one of the Rishonim. So let's background again for a moment. We've had a shiurim in this series, back in Maseches Pesachim, about the chiyuv to build mikvos and the concept of she'uvin. Let's just review a little bit, and then we'll get back to our issue. There is a mitzvah daraisa of being tovel b'mikvah. If one wants to remain tamei, they have that option. They'll be limited in terms of what they're allowed to do. No karbanos, no truma, no beis hamikdash. But what if one is a nida or a zavas, and they're not allowed to be with their husbands until they go to the mikvah? But there is a mitzvah daraisa if one wants to become tamei. To become tamei, shenitbo b'mei mikvah v'oz nitar me'eze min mimine atumos, says the chinuch shenis beinu bo. Says the chinuch in kufayin hey that we go into a mikvah. That is the way we become tahar. What does it mean? Water? It means water that the entire body could fit into, and Chachamim say that is 40 sa'a. V'zeo shir mikvah. U'mina Torah, bein shiyu amayim she'uvin o she'em shichwasa min amayanos o min agashamim akol kasher. So this is a machlokes rishonim. The chinuch holds, she'uvin is a psul d'rabanan. Meaning, drawn water, really on a Torah level, the Torah tells us that there are two choices. Either you can go into a ma'ayan or a mikvah. Ma'ayan is a natural spring, and a mikvah is gathered water. What's gathered water? So if I build to dig a pit in my backyard, and I let it fill up with rain, so that's a mikvah. That's a mikvah, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the Torah says works in Perek Yud Aleph in Vayikra. What's the difference between those two options, Ma'ayan and Mikvah? Ma'ayan being the natural river, spring, and Mikvah, the gathered water, the rainwater. So one big difference is whether it's allowed to be moving or not. What's called Ashborin or Zochalin. Ashborin or Zochalin, right? The first Perek in Maseches Mikvos talks all about the different levels of areas and bodies of water that one is allowed to use. Sheish milos b'mikvos. Right, there are six levels. Zu l'mala mizu. So in that list, the Mishnah has l'mala mehem mikvah sheish bo arba'im sa'ah shebo tovlin u'matbilin. Right, you're tovel u'matbil in mikvah, meaning you could go in, you could be tovel kelim in it. L'mala mehen ma'ayan shemeimav mu'atin v'rabu ala mayim she'uvim. So the Mishnah here alludes to Ashborin and Zochalin. When it comes to a river or a spring, it can be moving water. Zochalin. While a mikvah has to be Ashborin, it has to be not moving. The other difference that's mentioned here is the amount. the amount of water that's needed. When it comes to a mikveh, it has to be 40 sa'ah, as we just mentioned. But it comes to a river, right, as long as it's moving and you can fit in, and you can be tovel, so then that is all, that is okay, right? That's what's mentioned also in the beginning of Hilchas Mikvos, beginning of Reish Aleph, the very long simon, in Hilchas Mikvos, all about mikvah. Ein ha'isha, right, Hilchas Mikvos is right after Hilchas Nida. Ein ha'isha ola mitumasa berechitza bemerchatz. Right, a woman is not tahora if she goes into a bathtub. V'yafilu aleha kol memo sheba olam. Even if all the water in the world is poured onto her, adaini b'tumasa v'chayevan alav karis, she's still tame. Acha titzbal kol gufa bibasachas, until she has tefillah at one moment. Right, basachas is different than, let's say, kashering something. If I kasher a pot, I could kasher half of it first in the hagala, in hot water, and then the other half. Doesn't have to be at once. Tevila has to be at once. So it has to be kol gufa bibas achas at one time. Bimei mikvah o ma'ayan. Sheyesh bahem arba'im sa'ah. V'shiura ama alama alruum shalosh amos. Bimeruba ba'ama basisha tvachim. V'chatzi esbe goes into the shear. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Aleph Siv Beis, Mei Ma'ayan Metarin Apizochlin. Even if it's moving, if it's from a Ma'ayan, Mei Geshamim Ein Metarin Ela Ba'ashborin. But Mei Geshamim, rainwater, a mikvah, what we call a mikvah, has to be not moving. Pirish Mamako Ma'amoksha Miskansa Bo Amayim V'nikra Ashborin. Avidea Zechila Psulim and Atar, but if it's moving, no good. So that's the difference between Ma'ayan and mikvah, moving or stationary, and the shear that is required. So that's getting back to the chinuch, mitzvah kufayin hey, the halacha of being tovel in a mikvah. But the chinuch then says, as we mentioned, she'uvin pasels in a mikvah. What she'uvin? Drawn water. Water that was in a kli. Water was in a kli that has a receptacle. That pasels the water, because water cannot have, the mikvah water cannot have any human intervention. If it goes through any kalim, that's a problem, right? Pipes. You can't fill a mikvah with regular pipes in turning on the faucet. Why? Because we assume somewhere along the way, the water coming out of the pipes was in a receptacle. Even though a pipe itself, if it's open on both sides, and it's totally smooth inside, and there's no place for the water to catch, that would be okay. That's not called a beis kibul, because it's open on both sides. But somewhere along the way, in a reservoir, in a some other catch, there was some stoppage in the kli on the way until it gets to my sink. So we assume, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, that we assume regular tap water, regular sink water, is not good for mikvah, because that is mayim she'uvin. That is mayim she'uvin. Right? Rav Moshe talks about this in Yaradeya, in a number of tshuvas. He discusses this in Simen Samach Gimel, many other tshuvas as well. The psul of she'uvin, this is what we had a shiur about, I think, in Maseches Pesachim, is that a psul d'araisa, is that a psul d'rabbanan, that's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that the whole idea of she'uvin is a psul d'rabbanan. Mi d'araisa, you could use she'uvin drawn water. And there's the drasha that we learned from an asmachta in the Sifra in Navayikra, so that is a asmachta. But other Rishonim say no, that it's a psul daraisa. It's a daraisa problem if my mikveh is made up of she'uvin. The chinuch here paskins d'rabbanan. Umin haTorah bein shiyumayim she'uvin o shem shiyuchosim min amayinos min akshama kol kasher. Shatar amra mikveh mayim mikol makom avachachamim paslu kol mikveh shemeimav she'uvin. V'lo od ela afilu avru b'kli shalem bein shemam shiyuchanos on l'tocha chafir pasuluha. Even if it's not in the base kibble now, but it was went through the base kibble, that would be a problem also. And the chinuch goes through a lot more, many more halachas relating to mikvah, which we'll see at the end of this time. We'll read more of those halachas. So what does this have to do with us? Oh, just one other ha'ara. If it's rov she'uvin, that's when the some rishonim say that it's a psul d'oraisa. Right, it's rov she'uvin. If it's less than rov she'uvin, then lechora it's drabanan according to everyone. The Ramah paskins li lechumra. The Ramah in Reish Aleph and Sif Gimel were machmer d'zumas it's a problem lechumra on a Torah level. Abraham saad sha'amru tzarach shalo yishuvim shemehe v'shuvim psulim. Ramah v'im kala mikvah he she'uvin pasul min haTorah usfeka lechumra. Avalim rov amikva kasher bahamuat hushuvin eno elamidrabanan bisveka lakula. As we just mentioned, even those who say it's daraisa, a problem, that's only if rov is daraisa. So what does this have to do with us? This is all background for our discussion today. What's wrong with a hot mikvah? What's wrong with a hot mikvah? So if you look in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos, the Mordechai, in the back of Masechet Shavuos, he has Hilchas Mikvos. So the Mordechai in Tuf Shin Nun. Tuf Shin Nun. First he talks about taking a shower after going to the mikvah. And then the second half here he says, V'zos asher hesher ben Shimshon Mishans. L'ri Achiv. Two of the Bali Atosis. Amru li shayita rotzeh lahatir lamali mikvah mayim chamin. You wanted to fill up the water with hot water. U'lachaber alanar b'shroferes hanod. And then to connect it with the river, with a little pipe. Shvelferes hanod, the size of a little, like two fingers in there, and turn them around. So you wanted to connect it, right? That's in terms of one of the ways of creating a kosher mikvah. We also might have had a share about this. You could use hashaka, you could use zriya, different methods, whether to connect a pasul mikvah with a kosher mikvah, that's hashaka, or zriya, have a kosher one and then pour more water in and it overflows. But either way, this sounds like hashaka. You could connect the hot water, let's say pool, to the river. And you wanted to do this. V'davar zeh roi l'asar. I think it's a problem, says the Rosh Mishans. Yoser, why? Mishum gzeiras merchatzos. Because if people go into a warm mikvah, then I think people might get confused and say, okay, you could go into a warm mikvah. I guess I could go into my bathtub too. What's the difference? I could go into a swimming pool. The Amrina beperak basra denida amarava isha otamar al gabi kli cheres v'titpol. A woman shouldn't stand on a kli. Sabra ifun lemeimar time b'shem gzeres bechatzos ha al gabi silsa shaper dami. But we see there's a concept of Chazal asering because people might get confused. If you could go into this, then you would think you could go into a bathtub also. The kol shekain sharoi kan ligzer v'laser, and this is a kol shekain. V'ani shamati v'eini odeya im mimori Rabbeinu Tam atzmo o mimori Rabbeinu Hakadosh. I heard from one of my rabbeim, I'm not sure if it's Rabbeinu Tam or not, she'amakom echad she'mechamamos hanashim yorim melei amayim. There was a place where women filled up hot water u'mashlichos lamikva lachamamo b'mos acharef, and they threw it into the cold water mikvah in the winter. V'aser len Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam aser them. V'atam lo nomar. And I don't know what the Tom was. I don't know what the Tom was. V'shema mitam ze aser, but maybe according to, maybe my svara, that it was a problem because of this merchatzos. V'yal tashiveni mechami tveria, and don't say, oh, the Gemara talks about going into the hot springs of Tveria. So, no, shish hefresh. That's different. Nobody's going to get mixed up with hot springs and a bathtub. But, and then he says, and what's my raya? Meseches Tainus. This is Ardaf. Ardaf, right, what does the Gemara say? We're trying to figure out the brisa that says that they used to go to the mikvah. The people who are chayef filo used to go to the mikvah even on Tishrei B'Av and Yom Kippur. So what they go in? The Gemara says, if they went in hot water, mi'ika, right? It's she'uvin. So pashtus, what does that mean? The Gemara is saying, they can't go in a bathtub because that's she'uvin. Says the Rashmi Shantz, no, maybe it means they can't go in hot water because even a mikvah in hot water is no good because it's gzeira mishum she'uvin because of a bathtub. That's how he reads the Gemara. V'ha'she'uvin inu pirish kishuvin chashivi. It is considered like shuvin. It's an unbelievable napshot reading of our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like, how could you go in hot water? You can't go in a bathtub. The Gemara is not assuming there's another option. So the Mordechai is quoting here, Rishonim that read it, how could you go in hot water, even if it's a good mikvah hot water? It's like shuvin, it should be a problem. V'chein bebrachis, and even though it says that on Yom Kippur they used to use to warm up the water for the Kohen Gadol, so you see the Kohen Gadol, you know, they warmed up the water for him. There are many things that they matered in the Beis HaMikdash, and they only asered outside. Kida Ashkachina Gabe Ashashis Begemara, Lefiyas Ram de Garci, Abalachat Zirif de Rabbanah Meishvos Bemikdash, Vial Hanach, the Tzam Perak Motzi Tfilin, Shar Bemikdash, other examples that they asered outside the Beis HaMikdash and matered inside. Vadatani Betosefta, the Mesechas Mikvos. So he has one reading of a Gemara in our Gemara. And then he has all these brises and other contexts that he has to explain. What about the Kohen Gadol going in? And what about the Tosefta Mikvos? Perak Basra, Kum Kum Shu Mali Pirun, Vitbilo Tame, Shif Shifo, Oshitbilo Bachamin, Tahar, Ay. It has another example of Chamin. No, that's talking about Chamit Tveria. The Anima Tzasi, now the Mordechai says, Sha'arav Rabbi Yisrael Mivina, Hitra Lipa Bachamit Tveria, Varayim Perakama Detainis, the Sofal and Isrucha Vachulu El Chamit Tveria. Ay, Rabbi Yisrael Vienna, the Arzarua, was Matir. But here it is. Here's the makar in the Rishonim that hot water for a mikvah is a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch in that Siman Reish Aleph, the last Seif, there are 75 Seifim in Siman Reish Aleph. It's a huge Siman. The last Seif, Yesh Bisha Oser. He quotes it as a Yesh Bisha Oser. Yesh Bisha Oser Lahatil Yoram Alea Mayim Chamin Latocha Mikvah Lechamamo. Vechain Lamalos Mikvah Mayim Chamin Ulechabro Lenar Bishoferes Hanot. He quotes it. He quotes this chumrah of the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and Beragola points this out, that he quotes this idea. Says the Rama, the Yesh Mekilin. There are those that are Meko, Lomatirin, Lahatul, Chamin, Lomikvet, Elachama. If you look in the Hagos Ashri, Hagos Mordechai, right there, he quotes from other Rishonim that it's Mutter, there's no such Gzeira, so the Rama quotes this Kula, Yesh Mekilin, Lomatirin, in order to warm it up. Ubikal Makom, the Ramad does admit, Yish Lahachmir and Lubamakam Shinagu Lahakel. Ozin Limchos Biyadan. It's only Mutter where the Minog is to have it. So the first generation where they make it hot water, so that's a problem. But once it's the Minog to have the warm water, says the Ramad, it's not a problem to use it. Ubachamit Ferya, Mutter Lukulayama. Ula Achar Tfila Bemi Bemi Mikvah Ksherim Mutteris Likanis Lamerchas Kdei Shetachamim Atzma. And if you're being machmir and going into the cold mikvah, you'll have to take a hot shower afterwards. Avalach Zavalirchos Achaz Yish Osrim. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama quote. So it seems like, okay, Machlokas Svardim and Ashkenazim. Svardim have to use cold mikvahs. And Ashkenazim could use the hot mikvahs. But this does not seem to be the case, and this is why we've never really heard of this, Bizman Azeh. All the latter poskim, even the Sephardi poskim, say that the minhag is to be mekel. Minhag is to be mekel. If you look in the Tshuvas Nivchar Mikesef, that's early, right? That's a Rav Yoshio Pinto, he's a Rav of Damascus, he was a Mechulin of Rav Chaim Vital, 1565 to 1648. So he quotes the Tshuvas Nivchar Mikesef, I have the Tshuva here, he goes through all the Marmakomos and says, we are Mako, and 95% of Rishonim all say there's no problem. All say there's no problem. Harambam Barash, nobody quotes these problems. And, you know, can't make up Xeris ourselves. It's four pages where he goes through all of the Chuvas. V'acharesha Rov Binyan, V'rov Minyan Miaposkin Matirin, Ein Lanu Lachush Lesfaras Yachin. We don't have to worry about this Yachin. Uve Prat. Kirabo Seiner Rabbani Tzfat, right? This is when he lived, when the Tzfat was, he'll overlap with Rabbi Yosef Cairo. 1565 to 1648. So he says, Rabboni Tzfat, Mime Kedem, Biyosa Malaya, Bomenez Altila, Hitirlas was Lachamim Hamikva. Vegamata Mekarvze Esrim Shana, Kasher Boha Rofe, Rabbeinu Avadia Vilisid, Shechashash Lehezek Benos Yisrael. Health wise, he's worried about the state of the Benos Yisrael, Vasa Maisal, Pichachmi Ador, Vegampo, Bizman HaChacham, HaChasidim. Also here, right, he's talking about in Damascus, Asher Asa Maisal, Chamim HaMikvah, Gamach Nachnu, Nelech Acharek Voseyem, Alechaz, Ben Yisif Voseyem, Ki Maisa Rav, the Maharik, Asa Lechamim HaMikvah, and therefore, and even if you want to say that even the Beis Yosef might have only been talking about a burning hot mikvah where it's all hot, but here we just add warm to the cold mikvah, so I don't think it's a problem, and even goes through at the end. Chachmei Yerushalayim, Chachmei Tzfat. Everybody says it is a mutter. The Tshuvas Rav Palam also, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, says that healthy and halachically, it's better to go into a warm mikvah. Number one, healthy because, you know, it's safe. You don't want to get a cold. You don't want to be freezing. You don't want to get sick. And number two, halachically, if a woman goes into a cold mikvah, she's going to try to get out as quickly as possible. Right, just go in and go in and go in and go out. So the Tzemach Tzedek, it's better halachically to have a mikvah that is warm and comfortable, so that it is okay for the women. Rav Sternbach has a fleeting havamina. Rav Sternbach in the Moadim Uzmanim in Chelek Dalet Shin Yud Aleph. In a footnote, he says there's a Rashi in Maseches Chulin and some other Rishonim that talk about when water is boiling hot. Yad Soledes Bo. Maybe it loses its status of water. Becomes something else. becomes chamin, it loses its status. Okay, but what happens then when it cools off? Does it regain its status of water? So says of Sternbach, oh, should we be worried that right when they first heat up the mikvah, usually before the people come, it's burning hot, and then it cools off a little bit, and then it's able to go in. But some mikvahs are really hot yatzel on this boat. So maybe I should say that it loses its status of water, and then it doesn't have it again, and then there's a big, huge problem. But then he says, no, it can't be. It can't be. It has to be that once it cools off and gets able to go back in, then it it gains its status of water again, even though there are some Rishonim that say, while it's Yatzel Ledesbo, he quotes this Rashi in Chulin and Daf Kofhei, Batlu v'nishtanu mitores mayim. Batlu v'nishtanu. But once it cools off a little bit, it seems to be okay, and therefore nothing to worry about. So this is, again, mikvos is an amazing, huge topic. This is just one sheet of the Mordechai based on our Gemara, but it's an unusual reading of our Gemara, so we assume against the Mordechai that there's no problem, not only no problem, l'chadchila, the mikveh should be warmed to make it comfortable and a positive experience for the people that go into the mikveh. Okay, we'll stop here.